Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Think anything is correct about what's going on in Michigan with Saratu Ra, a 26-year-old mother, apparently an environmental activist, community leader, who's also pregnant and expected to give birth in prison in June. There's various events, various updates going on. There's a lot of activity there now, and I think the NRA is starting to get involved. She was arrested and found guilty around an incident with another woman who, according, I have her mom here, I'll let her give the details on this, who was crashing her car into Saratu Ra, who had her child in the car at that point. So you can imagine the difficulty of this case. And Bill reminds me, the name of the woman we've had on before is Shanine Allen. And Ms. Allen, of course, made a lot of news. And finally, due to public pressure, the state of New Jersey relented. As I said, she made a mistake carrying the gun into New Jersey, and she had permit here. We get that. But throwing the book at a mom of two, rather than straightening this out, just showed how draconian some of these gun laws can be. Brenda Anderson is someone who is a regional manager for the Sierra Club, among other things, and is the mom of Saratu Ra. Brenda joins us here in Philadelphia on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Ms. Anderson, Brenda, thank you very much. I know you have a busy schedule today. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Can I tell you that my name is Rhonda?
I'm sorry, Rhonda.
No problem.
My mistake here. It's on my notes. Rhonda Anderson joining us. So, Mrs. Anderson, your daughter, what's the current status? Because listeners are keenly aware of this. It's made a lot of news. I've gotten a lot of stuff on social media, emails, and all that. What's happening right now?
Well, her situation continues to be, in my mind, dire. She's still in prison. We did go to court on Monday before the same judge that sentenced her, asking for an appeal bond date, and that was denied. We went back the following day after some encouraging words from Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, suggesting that she might be able to come home because of her medical situation. And we went back before the same judge, and again, she was denied. So I would say that we're feeling hopeless, but I don't want to say that.
Now, it's surprising to me, and I'm not going to cast aspersions or whatever, but I do believe now, thanks to a number of forces, the NRA has started to look at this. At least that's what I saw this morning, and started to be involved. I don't understand why they didn't jump into this because, you know, race and all that should not matter. This is a textbook case of a lot of stuff that went on, including, as I understand it, a snowstorm that may have provoked a jury into a rash decision. Is the NRA being helpful now and at least in touch and looking at this?
I don't know. I haven't myself. I haven't heard of any involvement by the NRA, but they could be talking to someone here. I just don't. I'm just not aware. So.
What is it that can be done from your daughter here from afar? What has to happen next? I believe there are things coming up this weekend, right?
Yes. Well, one, we're looking to receive the transcript so that her appeal attorney can take a look at that and we can request a appeal bond as it relates to the anything that they might be able to find in that transcript. So that's going to take definitely a certain amount of time. I'm not exactly sure of how long it will take. There's also a chance to either get a pardon or a commutation. And that's kind of far-fetched, but we're looking at anything that we might be able to do. So if we could ask the governor, Governor Snyder, if he would pardon her, that might help her get out of this place earlier.
Now, Rhonda, does this seem to be, I'm not sure at Michigan, Jersey, where we are, I believe is overly rigid when it comes to these things and sometimes makes examples out of people that clearly have done the right things, at least as I would do as a parent in the situation with your daughter. Is it that? Is it just a number of factors here that usually don't happen that's resulted in imprisoning a mom who's about ready to give birth in jail? I mean, are people outraged there in the Michigan area?
Yes, I think the sentiment is pretty much across the country, but especially here in Michigan, especially in Detroit. People are asking how could something like this happen, considering the type of person that my daughter is. I mean, she's not a violent person. One of the things I try to explain and tell people is that I never allowed my children to play with a gun. They never played with guns. I wouldn't even let them point their finger. They could not even play with a water gun because my thought was, who are you going to play like you're going to hurt? You know, so this, it wasn't like this was something that she just did. She and all of us, we felt like we had no other choice. We needed to get this woman to back away, and it was only after the woman hit my daughter's car with her baby in it, and we got the baby out, and then this woman is still being very aggressive using her car. She almost hit me, and that's when my daughter pulled her gun. And when she pulled the gun wasn't loaded. She was trying to frighten this
right.
woman or encourage the woman to get away.
I would give a sense, too, that it seems to me that, you know, there are all kinds of gun owners and all kinds of politics. And what I think you were talking about is you are not necessarily, you know, in league with the NRA or something like it's not like that. It's just that you needed protection or your daughter did. And this is a classic case. Whenever you've seen those ads, some of those NRA ads are powerful. They show an elderly black woman in the inner city protecting herself or something like that. This strikes me as it's across all stripes that legitimate Second Amendment, and this case mm-hmm. certainly strikes me, and it's a stand-your-ground case.
Yes.
And again, I only went to law school, and I practiced law kiddingly on the air. If I'm a lawyer, who am I to say what you and your daughter should have done in this case
exactly.
to protect yourself and your child, given how obviously all the evidence points to this other woman was intending bodily harm of some sort or death to protect yourself, and yet you end up in this and the legal bills and the time away and then having
yes.
to give birth in jail.
Yes.
And just my conversation with you, I will tell listeners, someone who seems to me to be well-spoken, doing all the right things, and you and your daughter get roped into this situation. Something's wrong with that.
Yes, absolutely. My daughter had her gun after she took the proper courses.
Right.
She had a license. The reason why she even had the gun in the first place was because there's certain, you know, situations where you feel that you need this type of protection. And actually, I think it was just that type of situation where we felt that we needed that type of protection. And when she went to use it, and the consequences afterwards, because the young woman, she got to the police first. And there's this practice in Detroit where whoever gets to the police first is the one that's believed. My daughter got to the police, her and her husband got to the police about an hour and a half after this young woman. And that's the police never called her to investigate the
mm-hmm.
situation, to get her side of the story. The next thing we know, there's a SWAT team at her home
wow.
surrounding it to get her.
Well, please, we'll stay in touch with you. I'll give you a call next week if that's okay. And get the other developments so we can tell them to listeners and see if there's anything that could be done from afar. But Rhonda Anderson, thank you. Thanks so much for coming on today. To be continued, and we wish you every good luck with this. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.